It's about 7:30 in the morning. I am walking up Valley Road, about 4 kilometers from Nairobi, Kenya's capital city. Here I meet with 23-year-old Willis Ogwayo. Willis, how long have you been walking?
I've been walking now for almost 1 hour, 45 minutes.
And how far do you still have to go?
That is about 4 kilometers. That will mean about 45 to 1 hour. I wake up every morning to go to this place.
Is that what you have always wanted to do in life?
No, I have dreams of my own. Since being a child, my dream has been to become a doctor. And I started well, went to school, primary school, secondary school. And I was able to go to 1 year of medicine, that is in the School of Medicine at Nairobi University. But I had to drop out because of lack of finances. I've been frustrated. I've appealed, but there hasn't been any breakthrough.
Have you ever looked for a job?
I tried, but I gave up. Yeah, and it was frustrating. Mostly they want experience, they want professional qualifications, which as per now, I don't have any.
How does that make you feel?
First of all, there's that as a human being, there are certain feelings that well up within you. One of it is insecurity. You are insecure about the future. There is also inadequacy. You feel like there's something you miss. That's why you are not where you aspire to be. It's also determination. Looking at it positively as a challenge, that whatever I'm going through is but just a passing cloud.
What future do you see for yourself?
I am an optimist. But again, even being an optimist, I'd be realistic. I'm seeing myself accomplishing my dreams. I'm seeing myself living to become all that I've aspired and I'm dreaming to become. And it doesn't matter how long it will take and the many challenges that I'll have to go through. But I'm seeing for myself a bright future, successful. But above all, through the experiences that I've gone through, being able to be an instrument of helping those who have undergone the same experience that I've undergone through. I wouldn't like any young person or anybody at such to go through what I've gone through.
Do you think having a good education in Kenya is worth it?
Yes and no. Yes, because education gives you a leverage point. It's a launching pad. And with education and with professional qualification, that means your area or spectra is worldwide. You, with an education, with an educated qualification, you are not restricted within Kenya. You can go work in South Africa. You can go work in Botswana when opportunities like that arise. At least you have an advantage. And again, no, in Kenya, in that there are very few job opportunities. The environment and the economic situation, again, work as a disadvantage to many of people who qualify. Retrenchments, things like structural adjustment, social issues. There's so much things that make even sometimes many people regret and question the value of education in Kenya today. And I also think the biggest disadvantage is that our system and our country as a whole, the attitude of taking education as a qualification in order to get jobs. We get educated for jobs, but not education for life. But I think when that attitude, we embrace the attitude that it's education for life, in that education gives you knowledge, at least you are able to better your life and raise your standard of living, even though maybe the economic situation is not favorable.
So what would you tell young people like you who are going through school, also in college, they're aspiring to get out of school and get employed?
First of all, I'll say get educated for life, not for a job. Because the situation outside here, it's very different. It's not abstract as when we're in colleges or when you're in school, when you envision things. Be real. Make your options open. Be open to so many options, in that when one door is closed, there are other doors that you can exploit for your betterment and for the betterment of the whole society. And as we walk, you could see this is the place I work. And I think now I'll branch off.
Then have a good day.
Thank you so much.